We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. Starting off, Champaign County will now force Immigration and Customs Enforcement to remove facial coverings while operating on county-owned property due to an executive order which took effect yesterday. The order also formally states that ICE must ensure visibility of an official badge while working and present judicial warrants to county staff. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed preventative legislation against ICE in December, prohibiting certain civil arrest in and around courthouses. The order includes that it would cede to federal and/or state law in the event of a conflict. However, when asked about what would happen if a conflict arose between state and federal law, County Director of Admissions Michelle Jett said, quote, "Honestly, I think we would probably default to the state in that moment," end quote. Continuing with local politics, the Champaign City Council held its regular meeting at the city building last night. The meeting started with new and promoted officers of the Champaign Police Department taking the oath of office. Chief of Police Timothy T. Tyler offered his thanks to the city of Champaign.
First of all, good evening, everyone. And our community members that are listening, I am forever grateful to our community members and to our elected officials. Thank you for the support that you pour into Champaign Police.
No comments were made during the annual hearing of the City of Champaign's Stormwater Quality Program. The residents can still submit comments to the City of Champaign Public Works Department until the 27th. Moving into public comment, a community member, Ms. Hart, expressed her grievances with the council's lack of policy for affordable housing.
If a house is on fire, do you stop and do a study to see where the fire started? No. You get the water. You get the policies and start mitigating policies to get the fire out and continue studying.
The meeting concluded with the approval of vouchers and payroll. Moving into football updates, earlier this week, Illinois football head coach Brett Bielema continued to finalize his coaching staff for the upcoming season. Tyrone Wheatley will serve as the Illini running backs coach, while Jordan Thomas will serve as the defensive line coach and run game coordinator. Wheatley most recently served as the head coach of Division II Wayne State. He's a former 10-year NFL running back and has coached in both collegiate and professional football for 18 years. He has worked with NFL teams like the Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos, and college teams like Syracuse and Michigan. Thomas most recently served as the defensive line coach at Boston College. He joins the team with 10 years of coaching experience, including Boston College, San Diego State, and the Cleveland Browns. He has worked with big names in the NFL like Browns defensive end Myles Garrett and reigning coach of the year Mike Vrabel. Ending on local celebrations this week, yesterday the Cranard Center celebrated the beginning of Mardi Gras with their Carnival. The celebration featured a live jazz band and activities all throughout the lobby. People were encouraged to dress up and celebrate by watching the dancers, play poker games, and enjoy finger food provided by catering. There was also a section for children to get face paint and make their own shakers. Later on, the jazz band stepped down to let Central Illinois Youth Chorus sing for the crowd, just before the event transitioned to Fullinger Great Hall for the final performance. Lynn Rose Gilberts, a sophomore in FAA, performed in the show.
I always think this performance is really fun because I feel like we get to learn so much about other cultures that are featured on our campus that we don't necessarily always get to interact with the classical music of. Our program is really heavily focused on, say, more Western classical music. We do a lot of work in Italian and French and German. So getting to show off countries that also produce incredible music that is so smart and witty and beautiful, and getting to feature that in a capacity each year is really wonderful.
Families celebrated the start of Lent with student performances that celebrated and recognized all cultures. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones, Gavin Westlake, Vinnie Maximbull, and Taylor Casey. That's all for today. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.